WHO, accused of covering for China, claims team will probe coronavirus origin there. By Kyle Morris on June 30, 2020. The director of the World Health Organization, WHO, announced Monday that the UN agency would send a team to China to investigate the origins of the deadly coronavirus, which originated in central Wuhan City. In his announcement on next week's visit, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, who is not a medical doctor, said, "Knowing the source of this virus is very, very important. We can find the virus better when we know everything about the virus, including how it started," he added. "We will be sending a team next week to China to prepare for that." Tedros said he hopes the visit will provide a better understanding of how the virus started and what we can do for the future to prepare. It is unclear what WHO officials will find in China, as Chinese officials have admitted to destroying early samples of the Wuhan coronavirus. Chinese National Health Commission official Liu Dengfeng claimed it was done to prevent the risk to laboratory biological safety and prevent secondary disasters caused by unidentified pathogens. After much time, it seems as though the WHO is readily admitting to the virus's origins in China. The announcement comes amid months of accusations that Tedros had acted to protect China from international liars. Evidence mounted that Communist Party officials had exacerbated the spread of the virus in Wuhan. According to a report from the German newspaper Der Spiegel, dictator Xi Jinping personally asked Tedros to delay warnings about the Chinese coronavirus during a phone call. The newspaper claimed, citing intelligence sources in the West, that evidence existed that Xi urged Tedros not to declare the outbreak a pandemic during the phone conversation, which the German newspaper said occurred on January 21. Xi also reportedly encouraged Tedros to not inform the world that the virus could be spread from person to person. About a week before the conservation Der Spiegel alleged occurred, the WHO insisted there was no clear evidence of human-to-human transmission. In reality, scientists have confirmed the virus is highly contagious through moisture particles in the air. Evidence exists that the WHO had reason to believe it was contagious as early as December. Taiwan claimed it attempted to warn the WHO of the deadly implications of the coronavirus in December 2019 in a message to the organization, but WHO officials ignored the country. Taiwan is not allowed to participate in the WHO as China refuses to accept its sovereignty, forcing the UN to accept its worldview. Taiwan, which has one of the lowest coronavirus transmission rates in the world, denounced the WHO for ignoring its warnings, which led to an unsubstantiated claim from Tedros that Taiwan launched a racist campaign against him. Taiwan, which has fought strongly against the virus, has donated millions of face masks and thousands of pieces of diagnostic equipment to less fortunate countries. In addition to its failed handling of the Taiwan warning, the WHO, for some time, did not deny Chinese propaganda that the virus originated in a U.S. Army facility in Fort Detrick, Maryland. The inaccurate claim was made in an editorial in the state-run Global Times. Chinese Foreign Ministry Information Department spokesman Zhao Lijian also made a claim that the U.S. military created the virus and brought it to Wuhan, China, where the first samples of the virus were found. While there is no evidence to suggest otherwise, the United Nations, UN, and WHO have sided with Chinese propagandists in claiming that the coronavirus outbreak did not conclusively begin in Wuhan, China, according to Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Geng Shuang. "WHO believes that we should avoid calling it Chinese virus," Geng said. "Now is the moment for solidarity, for respecting facts and for fighting together." Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.